All right, I told you Corbin Burnson would be calling in here in a few moments. Let me share a little bit about him before we get to the phones here. I got a chance to talk to him yesterday, and what a nice guy. I didn't expect that. I expected, you know, this Hollywood thing, and he's done a lot of great things. The L.A. Law, where he was a hit, just catapulted to fame back in the 80s. Was nominated for Emmys, Golden Globes. Of course, he was also on the USA Network's hit original series Psych. But what I remember him most was because didn't he play the owner, the third baseman turned owner of the, you know, the Cleveland Indians in the Major League Baseball series of games, right? Major League, right? And then he moved behind camera. We hadn't seen much of him, but here's what struck me about his bio. You know, the guy has like the world's largest collection of snow globes. What? Right? We all have these different, like my mom used to collect the little spoons, right? Corbin Burnson, from his days at L.A. Law, I think, is where that came from. I'm going to ask him that in a moment. You know, snow globes? And he also has a new docuseries on a channel, streaming channel called PureFlix. And they do faith-based shows. And we get an opportunity to talk to some folks who are doing those things. And he's really being very successful doing this behind the camera. They're not your typical Hallmark style, if you will, faith-based films. They're pretty gritty at times. And I'm going to ask him to explain that as well. So if you don't mind, I think he's on the phone right now. Corbin, thank you so much for taking my call. Nobody ever does.
No, you're hard to get a hold of, but we're here.
That's what it is. All right. So I'm reading your entire bio, and the only thing I want to ask you about to start off is, who came up with a snow globe collection? Where did that come from?
That was started during L.A. Law days. People would send me snow globes as little souvenirs at business places, and by the end of L.A. Law, I had about 25, 30 of them, and I thought, this is cool little collection, and I kept going.
So how many do you have right now?
About 9,000.
Oh, my gosh. Where do you keep them? Next to all the Emmys?
No, they're actually in storage in L.A. in a shipping container waiting to come east when I find a place for them here.
Well, I got to tell you, we all loved you in L.A. Law. I mean, that got you to the point where you were, I mean, hosting Saturday Night Live and just doing some amazing things. But here you are doing a lot of faith-based things. And I know there's been a transformation for you. And now you're doing this six-part docuseries. Why don't we start with that? Because I think that talks about your travels, right, and your journey.
It does, really. You know, the interesting thing about this journey of faith, which was the we shot a lot of footage, 400 hours of footage behind a movie that I made about 16 years ago called Rust, up in a small town up in Canada. The people in the town were in the movie, all real people, no actors. The town funded the film, and I had the good wherewithal to, let's film everything we do, teaching them how to act. Then obviously to making the movie. And it happened when I was about 50. So a certain amount of my life was behind me, a certain amount in front of me. You could very well say that I was at midlife. And my father had just passed away. And the whole experience, I think, was an awakening of, you know, the journey that I'm on, and coming out of a lot of fame and all that stuff with L.A. Law and what do I want to do ahead. And the very real thing that your father passed away. It was the first person that was very close to me that had died. And it just created an awakening. And we filmed it all. And that's, a lot of people write autobiographies right around now. I would say this is a more picture of me, if anybody really wants to understand me. Not only my journey of faith, but who I am, where I came from. I find most autobiographies to border on fiction. And this is pretty much film, so it ain't fiction.
Now, interestingly enough, yesterday Mark Wahlberg was on the air talking about, he's a devout Catholic, says religion is not popular in Hollywood. Is that putting it mildly, or can you manage your faith life?
I wouldn't agree. I think organized religion, evangelical, in-your-face religion. Look, there are a lot of people, when you say religion, well, a lot of people are Jewish, have no problem, you know, celebrating their Jewish faith and heritage in Hollywood. The Christian part gets a bad name because of a lot of in-your-face, door-to-door knocking, trying to convert you, trying to make you believe, but there are a lot of Christians. I mean, Mark Wahlberg, there's a good example. You know, this guy does all sorts of movies, a wonderful actor, a wonderful guy. I've met him only once actually on a movie lot, but not, a lot of people don't, all his fans don't know that he's Christian.
Right.
I think the resistance is to people who are, you know, anybody out there trying to turn you.
Right,
you
proselytize know, kind of a thing.
I don't try to do that. I simply make films, and I'm allowing people to know who I am, like through Journey of Faith, through The Making of Russ, through this interview. And then they go, oh, wow, I didn't know.
Got
and
it.
If that fires you, great. That's I've done my evangelical job.
But at the same token, you're still doing films in Hollywood, but you're also directing and putting out some incredibly faith-based movies that we're seeing on Pure Flix and others, right?
Right. I did. I did about 8 films after I made the film Rust that are, I would call, faith-based content. I'm steering away from what I call straight faith-based content right now. I found a lot of resistance within the faith-based world that you can't do this and you can't do that. And I think we're at a place, I'm in a place certainly in my life, I don't want to sugarcoat what the world is. And if we're going to have a story of, you know, of faith, of reaffirmation of faith, I want it to be real. Mm. And the truth is, I find, I was talking to somebody the other day, we were talking about the movie Major League. Well, you know, very, very, you know, Christian, faith-based radio station. And he said he saw Major League 7 times when he was a kid. I was 9 years old.
Right.
Said, well, you realize your parents, well, I imagine you grew up in a house of, you know, Christian household. Yes, I did. And he said, well, that movie had 17 F-bombs in it. Now, why did your parents allow you to see that movie at 9 years old if you follow all the guidelines, right? Of
right.
It is. And the reality is that movie, as well as many, many movies we love, that was a movie of people that were faulted, mm-hmm. my character, Charlie's character, other characters, and they came together, and they worked in unison, and they forgave each other, and then they went on to win. If that's not a faith-based movie, I don't know what is.
Awesome. Well, Corbin, that's awesome. Thank you so much. I know our time is up, but I look forward to the docuseries and many more feature films. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. Sorry I had to cut that short because, his producer was in the background yelling in my ear going, Gary, his time is up. He's got other places to go. So I apologize. That fascinating guy, and I wish him all the best on his series, which is on Pure Flix.